Every saint has a past, and every sinner has a future. This phrase makes sense because our society sometimes loves to elevate people and takes joy in tearing people down, whether in the present election, where there is such a lack of civility and common human decency, to the newspapers, to Hollywood, and other places, where we forget our common humanity and our common faults and blessings. So when we say every saint has a past, there is no one without sin. Every sinner has a future. Everyone should be reminded that no matter where they are, with the Lord's help, they can rise. And sometimes when we look at scriptures, we see it too harshly. In today's gospel, the commandments were mentioned. Thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not commit adultery, honor your father and mother, and so on. But sometimes when we hear thou shalt not, we don't know the translation. What it means is this: love by not stealing. Show your love by not committing adultery. Show your love by honoring your father and mother. Show your love that way. That's why Jesus said, "And I give you a new commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you." When people are immature and they're young, often young children will tell their parents, "Why are you always telling me not to do this? Why are you stopping with my freedom? You're always giving me orders." And they don't get it. It's like sometimes people say, "I'm in church, are you happy?" I go, "No. I would be much happier if you were happy that you're here." When you're childish, you think you're living your life for someone else, instead of doing everything that you do so you could have a better life. And so the commandments, the bare minimum of what it means to be a Christian, every time we hear them, thou shalt not kill means I have to love by how? By giving life, by giving compliments, by saying kind words. Thou shalt not kill needs to be translated, how can I love? And so today, as you live your life, you are no different from anyone else that has ever been in this sense. You have a past, you have a future. Never condemn yourself to who you are at the moment, but realize that with the Lord's help, you can be great. And don't look at what the church teaches as something that constricts you, something that imprisons you. There is a reason why the commandments were written. Because it is easy to say, "I love you," and then disrespect the person, not listen. How many children say, I love you to my parents, and never listen to them all day? That's a lie. It's not true. And if you say, I love you to God, and don't keep the commandments, that's a lie too. And it's good to be honest, because the goal is not for you to make someone happy. The goal is for you to be happy and to be joyful. The church is not here to condemn you. God is not here to condemn you. And I'm not here to condemn you. Because most of you are taller than me, could probably beat me up. But what I am here is to remind you, every person who you think is a saint has a past that with God's help they have to overcome. And every person who is a sinner, even if it's you, has a bright future. Христос рождається.